Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show. Indeed, we're happy to have you with us. Mark Pastoria, Kristen Kajawa, Eric Dorst. We've got the whole crew ready to go to get your day started right. Listen, you know what happens 332, to be exact, 0.2 billion times every day. 3.5 times every second. You know what that is? Those are emails being sent back and forth, particularly by people in business during the day. Email has become a major way that people communicate, so much so that, again, let me give you the number, 332 billion times every single day an email is sent. That's incredible. You know, we know that technology is changing everything, always does, and certainly no exception here. Well, new research from a researcher at Florida International University. This is Dr. Gajendran, Ravi Gajendran. He's a lead author of a study that now tells us, beware, be careful. It's okay to use email, of course, but if you've got an issue and you're trying to resolve that issue, whether it be with a customer, whether it be with a colleague, maybe it's a customer service issue, whatever it may be, if you got a disagreement, you have an issue even in your personal life, there's a little bit of caution now about using email to resolve that disagreement. A couple of things. Number one, when you use email to do it, it's very time consuming because you want to be very exact. You want to express yourself. You want to make sure it's clear. When we're face to face with someone, believe it or not, it's easier to do that. Now, some people think, well, I'd rather just write all my thoughts down and get it out later. Okay, there's some logic to that, depending on what the circumstances are. But in general, using email to resolve differences can cost you significantly, not only in resolving the matter directly. For example, the study shows that it takes 20 minutes on average to negotiate a settlement to a personal or business issue, whereas doing it in person takes 6 minutes. So you're using 20 minutes of your time to resolve differences by email, using email versus 6 minutes if you sit down and just have that old face-to-face, you know, get it out. Let everybody express themselves. Get it off your chest. 6 minutes to do it if you do it in person. So here's the thing. Email is a very, very good tool, obviously. It's got a major place in our lives these days, not going anywhere. Some people say the death of email now with texting and other ways of communicating, and certainly maybe there are other ways that are developing that people are learning to communicate today, but email is still the king. That is the way we communicate, again, specifically as it relates to communication and business. So the last piece that I thought was interesting from the study that we need to be aware of is that not only does it take more time to resolve our differences by email, it actually impedes your ability to focus and be productive the rest of the day. The study went on to show that people were 49% worse at solving a series of logic problems after resolving a conflict by email. So listen, email can be, you know, many people say it's very, very efficient. I think can be, and certainly it is in many cases, again, depending on the circumstances, but don't use it to resolve a disagreement. Get together, work it out face to face. It'll work out much better for you, and it'll be a much more efficient way of doing it. So there's our tip to get your day started right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. We've got more coming right up, and again, we're leading up to Paul W., of course. We've got Paul in this morning in the 6 a.m. hour. But before we go to Paul, we're warming it up. We'll be back in a moment right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.